This is Corinna Cohn reporting for Broadway Showbiz, and today I'm going to discuss some of my picks to see over this week and holiday season. One, for movies. There are two movies I'd like to discuss right now. One is The Greatest Showman, and if you're on my site, you obviously love musical theater and love Broadway, and you love film. The Greatest Showman, it has a real feel of being a Broadway production. It really feels like a show that was taped. But it has, incredible special effects, gorgeous costumes, an incredible Broadway cast, and also other people as well. The standouts in the movie are Zendaya from Dancing with the Stars fame. She's a triple threat, and now she can do trapeze. She's a great singer, a great dancer, and now a great trapeze artist. And the chemistry she has with Zac Efron, and both of them, but I must add, do their own stunts, are worth seeing the movie for that alone. I found it extremely entertaining. Hugh Jackman is always good. He's very good in this movie. I don't know if you remember Hands on a Hard Body. Not a great show, but there was a woman in it who stood out, Keila Settle, and she won a Theater World Award for her performance, stars as the bearded lady in this movie, and she's wonderful. I really like this film. I found it extremely extravagant. It's a little bit over the top, and if you love musical theater, you will have a good time. If you're not a musical theater fan, though, don't see this movie. But if you are a musical theater fan, it's definitely worth seeing. Another pick of mine is Pitch Perfect 3. If you're a fan of the Pitch Perfect series and have seen 1 and 2, 3 isn't as good as 1 and 2, but is still a very entertaining night out and extraordinarily funny, especially Rebel Wilson, who never disappoints in her crazy, zany personality. She is just so funny. And for her alone, as well as Anna Kendrick, I mean, the two of them are amazing. I love the series, and it's dopey fun, and I'm saying it's a silly movie. It's not, one of the best movies I've ever seen, but it's extremely entertaining if you like Pitch Perfect and you've seen 1 and 2. Also in the cast is John Lithgow making a performance as the father of Rebel Wilson's character. So that was interesting to see someone like such an amazing theater and film actor in Pitch Perfect with that cast. The show is, the movie is very good, but it's not something to see if you haven't seen 1 and 2, although I brought a friend who hadn't seen 1 and 2 and she had a great time. So it's a light, fun evening out. So that's my, those are my two picks right now to see Pitch Perfect 3 if you have seen Pitch Perfect 1 and 2 or if you want a light film that will entertain you. And 2, The Greatest Showman, which is a great movie for musical theater fans like myself. This is Corinne Cohn reporting for Broadway Showbiz. See you at the movies.